Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but...
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You were just one of
the I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This liggity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a pissing match with this rapity rap hack and a Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the massively constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprint? To be raging youth for the exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since.
MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme.
Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q-K, Dot Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rakim.
Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame.
Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking?
Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy.
Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy.
You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod.
The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash guard. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton.
No, Asgard.
So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. Be Broden, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. Me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure I'm wearing a chicken scratch top, scribbling doodle, enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry, looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to sing to you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 hits from Columbine, put them all in a line, had an AK-47, a revolver and a 9.
See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm
morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though.
And I don't know what the fuck that you
rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You write normal for being normal.
And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. Mayweather's pad singing to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on a cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. It's coming at you with supersonic speed.
Summer, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is take a second off of me
and it'll be you and devastating. More than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated, I make elevating music.
You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can choose it. It's not hip-hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with die. Someone lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to,
School flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades. These skills brung me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me.
They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate, but if you take into consideration the bitter hatred I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? The mistake of the it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
What's up, everybody? This probably won't be a very long show. We're probably just going to get down to just talking about a little bit of the pay-per-view and the upcoming WrestleMania matches and just going to go from there. So from what we saw, I think it was about like 8 matches total that happened on the pay-per-view, and plus the bonus match, which was 9. So the 2 out of 3 falls, you have Burrow Del Rio and Kalisto. But Kalisto winning the first fall and the third fall to retain his U.S. title. Let's see what was first. I'm probably not going to go in order, but they did have Edge and Christian at the Cutting Edge Peep Show with the New Day. It was kind of battling back and forth. And the Leagues of Nations came out. And it seems like they'd probably be in the tag title hunt for which two of the four is going to go for it, who knows. But they kind of went back and forth. It was kind of like an interesting segment, so something different. Let's see. Not trying to go to the main event just yet, but you did have a 6-man tag with Ryback, Big Show, and Kane. Went against the Wyatt family of Luke Harper, Braun Strowman, and Eric Roman, so let's see, it was an interesting match, and Big Show, Kane, and Ryback won. I didn't see all the match because the feed I had was, like, kind of messed up, which, yeah, it was, like, the whole time, like, the feed was just horrible. That's why we didn't do the show last night, because it was just, like, we had to, you know, gather some stuff together and just, like,
Another show later in this week,
because
I think tomorrow we're
going to
re-watch it and
probably just talk more about it. But tonight we are going to talk about it a little bit and as fast as we can. Like I said, it's going to be a short show. You had also Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks versus Naomi and Tamina. Interesting match, decent match. Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks did win the match. I'm just all over the place. Brie Bella and Charlotte, they had their match, and I guess a lot of people were, of course, they was pulling for Brie to win it, and a couple of us were kind of pulling for it too, but it didn't happen, but Charlotte did win her match. And I guess I can say she did win fairly. She didn't, like, use her dad or anything like that to win a match, so she did win fairly. Trying to think what... Oh, yeah, the Intercontinental Championship match with Dolph Ziggler and Kevin Owens. Some of y'all did say it was, like, one of the couple of entertaining matches that actually happened.
I'll say this. What we saw of it before we started glitching really badly, it was a pretty decent match. But as I say, I think we'd be better off doing this show more at Wednesday or Thursday when we were actually able to sit down perhaps tomorrow and watch the whole pay-per-view properly and then review it better.
Yeah, we review it better, so...
I think the other issue is that with both of us are so damn tired and worn out. It's been a really busy past couple of weeks for us on so many things. We've got so many other things coming up. Plus, we're both fighting on something that's trying to... Well, it's succeeding. It's knocking me on my butt. That's for damn sure. Because today, as you can attest to, I've just not been myself at all.
Right.
So why don't we do this? We'll do a show Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll watch the pay-per-view, catch up on everything, even if we have to re-watch Raw, and come back and do a kick-ass show Thursday.
I can see that. But, like, we're probably going to do more review. I'm just going to give y'all, like, the results. And although we're going to do it again Thursday, but just have more to talk about than we do. I'm just trying to think. AJ Styles, Chris Jericho. AJ Styles won the match. I know I may be missing, like, one or two. But main event was Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, and... Roman Reigns ended up winning that match. So, sometime tomorrow we'll let y'all know, like, what time we're going to do the show on Thursday. It's probably going to be, like, maybe right after SmackDown.
Yep.
So that would be 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time for you guys to catch up on this. So, we're probably just going to get out of here, and like I said, we're going to talk about it more, but check out the website, WrestleFanSpeakOut.com. Check out our videos on YouTube, and there's one I got to put up. Hopefully, it'll be up before the night is over with. Like I said, look for us on Facebook, MySpace, follow us on Twitter. And I'm trying to, that's pretty much it.
That's it for now. We're both just not with it today. We apologize, but, you know, we try to put on a good show when we can, and tonight we're just failing miserably.
Exactly.
So we might as well call it a day and be done.
So till then, y'all just tune in Thursday for, like, more of us awakening. So, but till then, y'all have a good night, good week. And don't forget to catch us on Thursday.